This is a continuing conversation with Herb Stevenson. Herb, could you tell us what the third principle of leadership is and how it applies?
Well, the third principle is the ability to connect and feel while paying attention to what has heart and meaning. And this is for many executives, they will understand the ability to connect and feel because there is a passion, a love, a gratification about working quite hard. And we fall prey to frequently is just the pictures we're taught about what does it mean to be truly successful. And that's when we have midlife corrections or midlife crisis that basically says is that even though I've done and played the rules by the game and worked hard, I don't feel gratification. I feel like something's missing, unless they're just purely in love with money and what it brings. But frequently people have a midlife crisis around this because what they're realizing is they're not paying attention to what has heart and meaning. In other words, what touches their, if you prefer, soul. And so when we oftentimes are working with other individuals, we'll be connected and feel gratification from our success, no matter how hard we've driven a person. Whereas another individual who's a strong leader is much more aware of it, so they are trying to figure out how to connect and feel with their work, with their fellow employees, and also do it in a way that allows them to pay attention to what has heart and meaning. In other words, it really supports that individual to be more fully who they are. We read about leaders that who have done a lot of those types of things or not leaders. For example, I like to think about Lou Gerstner and how he turned around IBM. He really paid attention to how to connect and feel, but more importantly, to what has heart and meaning to all the employees of IBM. When they got clearer about that and what they were, he created a massive turnaround and supported them to realize, you know, this is what IBM means in terms of core values, and this is what creates heart and meaning for all of us. And once he was able to master that in a way that everybody saw the same picture, the turnaround became one of the great turnarounds that's happened. It was a massive reinvention of an old organization into a service organization. And it was a true example of good leadership of harnessing the ability to connect and feel by paying attention to what has heart and meaning.
What did they find had heart and meaning at IBM?
Well, the core of their values and what they had realized that they had been a hardware-driven organization, but certain parts of them the Big Blue or the IBM way and all those various things had served them well, but they had lost sight that the market had moved. So it wasn't that they were necessarily in the wrong industry, but they weren't going to make all their money off of hardware like they had done in the past. The PC eroded that and various other types of computers. What did happen, though, was is they found out that they could package softwares and applications and their expertise around business applications and restore their place of greatness. And if I were to probably narrow it down, I don't know if they would agree with it, but they became true consultants or problem solvers for business.
So for them, what was heart and soul that you saw is service and consulting and support.
Pretty much.
As opposed to hardware. Excellent. And material.
Yeah, because before that, you know, they had the IBM 36 was out there selling for years and years and was a major, very high profit margin. And when that started changing and competition changed because of the type of computers that were available and speed and various other issues, they couldn't maintain those margins and be just exclusively the seller. But what they found out is it's the integration and application that became has continued their process. And interestingly, they continue to reinvent themselves using that principle. So under the present administration, they're continuing to grow into who is and what is IBM, and in terms of how they connect, feel, and while paying attention to what has heart and meaning, both to them as well as to the market that they're trying to sell to.
Is a piece of this leadership principle also about a leader being emotionally present and available?
Well, I think it is to a certain extent. It's not saying that they're fluffy or mushy, because I don't think that's the case, but to have empathy and compassion are critical pieces of this, and also to be able to be touched. I've been around people who are just, you know, not even interesting or fun to be around, just simply because I'm not sure they have an ounce of compassion or empathy within them. The only thing they look at is what does the numbers tell me. That's fine, but generally you will find that their performance is less than the market or long-term history is declining. And so it's what they connect and feel to is more of an artificial thing and is not looking at the organization as a living part of the legacy of both themselves as well as all the individuals within it.